Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words on the most hideous and gruesome presidential contest we have ever seen in this, the second decade of the 21st century. Sure, 2012 was grotesque, but this time we're headed downward faster than an 18-wheeler with burned-out brakes carrying a load of nitroglycerin on the western slope of the Rockies. It's a race to the bottom to see who will crash and burn the least, and right now they're both in front. Everybody is losing paint, riding each other into the wall, running over some very rocky roads which they themselves paved. The two most polarizing figures in the history of American politics have managed to shoot themselves in the foot so often, both their nicknames could be Stumpy. Last week, the Donald and the Hillary spent most of their time attacking their opponents' military policies, which has come as a shock to voters who weren't aware that either had a policy that didn't consist in calling in airstrikes on the other's campaign. Time is running out for Hillary to prove she's not a robotic automaton who will say or do anything to get elected. Can't wait for WikiLeaks to reveal she's installed a larger hard drive and updated her operating system. While Trump needs to assure the electorate he's more than some spoiled rich guy whose idea of presidential decorum is an arrogant smirk, he's gone so far as to hire Mike Pence to smirk for him. The good news is the finish line is only 2 months away. The bad news is one of these two is going to win the checkered flag. The upside being our long national nightmare will finally be over until November 9th, when the race for 2020 begins. Gentlemen and ladies, start your engines. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.